What if your emotions weren't holding you back, but pointing you towards the you that's been waiting to rise? Underneath the old beliefs, emotional wounds, and people-pleasing, you know there's more. More joy, more peace, more of you ready to rise. It's time to step into and claim your penthouse potential. Welcome to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, your transformational coach, corporate wellness facilitator, and nervous system regulator. Let's rise.
Well, let's get on this elevator and rise tonight. Have you ever reached a point where you know you've grown, but you don't quite feel like you've arrived? Welcome to the messy middle. That's what tonight's show is all about, is elevating through that messy middle. Or for those of you who are in your time of growth, this is basically the period where it kind of gets messy, but you want to give yourself grace. So, of course, I am Sandy Bird. I'm the host here on Emotional Elevator. So let's get to it tonight. So in this episode, I will explore the in-between space, the part of the journey where you've done the work, let go of the old version of yourself, and yet still feel uncertain, uncomfortable, or unsteady. This is the phase no one prepares us for when healing isn't loud, clarity isn't instant, and progress doesn't always feel like progress. We'll talk about why the messy middle is not a setback, but a sign of transformation, how identity shifts before confidence catches up, and why honoring the season instead of rushing through it is what actually elevates you. This episode is for anyone who feels like they're standing between who they are and who they're becoming and wondering if they're doing it right. And that is in quotations. Now, tonight is a big topic because you're joining me right after Christmas, right before New Year's, and this is the time of year where we all start talking about how we want to transform ourselves for our upcoming year, or a lot of people do. I say do it throughout the year, don't wait for one day to do it. But the messy middle, as I've been talking with a lot of my clients before the holidays and now finalizing after either Hanukkah, Christmas, or Kwanzaa, is the grace period where we got to give ourselves grace. Because when we are evolving and changing who our old patterns, our old beliefs, the old things we falsely believe about ourselves that we're not worthy, or maybe we're a people pleaser, and we go to a family, friend, some kind of function, and something starts happening, and the ego jumps right on in and goes, "See, you haven't changed." No, I disagree. This is a grace period because when you are evolving or changing things about yourself, feeling unworthy, maybe it's people pleasing, maybe it's a substance use disorder like emotional eating, or you don't know how to say no to anyone, and you go and you're around people and all of a sudden you're feeling that uncomfortable. You're feeling like you want to start hunching down. But that's because you're being challenged. And when you can acknowledge it, that, wow, like I gave in and said yes to something I wanted to say no to, or I, you know, just allowed them all to talk over me. I didn't voice myself, or, you know, I didn't say no when I should have. Well, that's a challenge because you acknowledge something that you still are working on. Because here's the point to this. We're always in the messy middle. There's really, when you are on your growth or when you realize after 50 years that you've been holding on to these false beliefs, these false narratives about yourself, that you want to let that go, or you realize I was a people pleaser and you want to let that go, you're going to be in the messy middle for a while, a long time, and you're going to be challenged all the time. And what you got to do is just give yourself that moment of grace. Tell yourself, I'm good. I can handle this. See, When you think about the messy middle, that's more about the ego. And what the ego does is it makes us comfortable. It protects us. Our ego is here to say, don't stand up. Don't voice your opinion. Don't rock the boat. When that is transpiring from the ego, it's because it's protecting us from something in our past. But when we say no, when we maybe say, you know what? I don't believe the same as you. If you want to have a conversation, we can have a conversation. That's your ego kind of taking a step back and realizing that you're creating a new form of yourself. And that's what this messy middle is. And maybe I should have called it the grace period in between growth. But it does get messy. We start falling backwards and going, oh, when you make that little slip up, maybe it was a conversation and all of a sudden everyone's gathered and gossiping about somebody and you just jump on in and you're in it. And then you kind of step back and go, I haven't changed. Oh my gosh, I was in there talking smack about somebody else. Oh my gosh, I really haven't changed. The point is, you are changing, you're evolving, you're growing within yourself because you're acknowledging, ooh, it didn't feel right. Ooh, that kind of irritated me a little bit. Ooh, I feel like icky. Because you are growing. And how would you know if you are in this growth within yourself and these false identities or this false beliefs you have of yourself want to change if you aren't challenged? And it doesn't mean necessarily, well, I know that I can't hang around this person or I can't be around this person or, you know what, if this family member shows up, I'm not going to show up. That's not it. You just got to keep working on it. And maybe just keep getting more and more around them so you can continue to be challenged until that is no longer the messy middle. There could be something else that turns into the messy middle. But this messy middle is more about giving yourself grace and growth. It's taking a step back and listening to everything that you might be saying to yourself in these moments. Maybe the icky feeling, maybe the ego stepping in and telling you, see, you haven't done any work. It's you being challenged and asked, where is my growth? Look how far, and acknowledge, look how far I've come because I can acknowledge this. Whereas before, maybe you weren't even, now I'm not even remembering the word I'm looking for. Maybe you weren't even able to acknowledge that that's a part of you you want to change. And that's where this growth period blossoms. Because then maybe next year, you're going to realize when maybe someone asks you, hey, look, blah, 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 will you do this? And you go, no. What? You always say yes. Then you'll realize, okay, that's not my messy middle anymore. I've grown. I've evolved in there. And then something else is going to come up that can be a challenge that could be your next messy middle. See, for me, I see the messy middle as a sweet spot. Why do I see it as a sweet spot? Because whenever I'm working through another transition in my life, because it's all about transition and transformation and growth within yourself, letting go of those what beliefs you no longer want to hold on to, that identity of I'm not worthy, maybe it's emotional eating, and then I want that messy middle because it challenges me to see how far have I grown and what more do I need to work on? You're not going to be supreme. I mean, there's always going to be this messy middle in everything because that's the only way you're going to realize, have I grown in the way I want to? And need to be challenged. So that's why I say this messy middle to me is that sweet spot. I want to be challenged. Maybe not every day, but I do want to be challenged when I say, you know what? I can say no to such and such. And then the time comes where I'm, no, I really can't. And then I'm making up these excuses. Instead, I'm like, you know what? No. Period. Because in that messy middle, sometimes we're also, our ego jumps in and goes, you always do. You always fall for it. And makes you feel safe because if I say no, how are they going to look at me? What are they going to think about me? That's when your ego gets involved. And when you go, well, I really can't, because that's the messy middle. Because you're coming up with reasons so that you're not hurting someone else. Instead, you're still hurting yourself. But when you can quickly go, nope. You know, you've kind of grown through that, but you got to have that challenge. Life is all about challenging us to see what is it we want to let go? What is it we want to keep expanding on? Maybe growing through. I can tell now, if you listen to me, you don't get to see all my hand gestures. I like to make a lot of movement and a lot of hand gestures. You probably hear it with my voice going kind of forward, backward. Because it's all about getting into this growth within us. So maybe this title of this show shouldn't have been The Messy Middle. Maybe it should have been The Grace and Growth. Maybe that's a topic for another show. But it is. Because when we are in this growth, we do have to be challenged. And sometimes it is messy because we're like, you get that uncomfortable. You get your ego starts to step in and go, Because the ego is here for our protection. In some form of it, we set this ego to make us feel small or make us feel unworthy because it was protecting us from something, a fear, the fight or flight mode. When the ego is, walk away. Instead of standing your ground, that's flight. Or coming up with these excuses. Maybe that's fawn. But sometimes our ego is here to protect us. But when we're in a growth period, we want it to stop. And we can listen to our inner self, our inner guide, our inner wisdom. That I am worthy enough to say no. I'm valued enough to say no. Anyway, it is almost time for our break, but maybe you want to know a little bit about me. I am Sandy Bird. I'm the host here on Emotional Elevator, and this is on Inspired Choices Network. You can find me on all social media, and I spell Sandy, S-A-N-D-E-E, there's two E's, and Bird is not like a bird that flies around. It's a bird, B-Y-R-D. And you can find me on all social media platforms as Sandy Bird. You can even search my website, sandybird.com. Send me an email at sandy@sandybird.com or sandybirdcoach@gmail.com. Because I'm always interested in conversations around my topics that I have on my show. Because I feel like these are important topics, and this one especially after having conversation with clients before the holidays, and now that we're ending the holidays, having the conversations again to say, oh man, I didn't handle this situation well. You handled it great because you're acknowledging how you want to handle it next year or how you want to handle it the next time you're around this person. That is giving yourself grace and growth, but that's the messy middle because you recognize maybe I didn't handle this properly. We talked all about it before the holidays and I was doing so great. And then all of a sudden they come in front of me and I was like, well, that's what this messy middle is. You had to be challenged. Because if you weren't challenged, how would you know and recognize the growth that you've done and that you still want to work on? So We're going to go to that break. And when we go to that break, please give me a 5-star review on iTunes, share, like, leave me a comment, and share it with a friend. Because someone out there, if not you, maybe you're going, we're all going through a messy middle, but there's someone out there that you're like, you know what? You should get on a call with Sandy. Because they're always free. Conversation calls are free with me. And I do take limited amount of clients at a time. So let's get to that break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. You are joining Sandy Bird, that's me, on Emotional Elevator on the Inspired Choices Network. And like I said before the break, if you're enjoying my show, give me a 5-star review on iTunes, share, like, follow, get this word out, because I know someone, or maybe everyone out here, needs to talk about this messy middle. And what I was trying to say, the messy middle is kind of like, is giving yourself grace and growth. A little bit of the first half of the show was, you're going to be challenged, but give yourself a moment of grace to go, I'm all right. I can heal this. The messy middle is the challenges that come up during the growth. When challenges ask, where's my growth here? The messy middle can be the sweet spot in growth. The biggest things I want to continue to talk about is this messy middle doesn't mean give up. Doesn't mean to jump back into, oh, well, I didn't work on that. The messy middle is also part of where you still need maybe a little bit of more focus. Because a lot of times we try to work on so many things at once that when this messy middle comes up with one, we just, it's okay. Because that's what the ego wants us to do. That ego that protects us, that makes us want to feel small, a little bit unworthy with those old false beliefs, identities. Sometimes when we sit there and listen to the ego and it says, oh, it's okay. And then we just the next time we don't acknowledge it and say, you know what? I still need to work on that. There's a part of that I need to let go. Because that's what this is. This messy middle is. It's the in-between phases. Does it mean we're going to be perfect once we start acknowledging, hey, I'm worthy? When someone questions us? No, the messy middle is that great challenges when we can walk away and go, I got this. I'm not giving up. I'm going to continue to grow within myself. Bring on these challenges because I'm ready for the next one. And when you slip and slide, because it's messy, what do? If it's just dirt, you just wipe the dirt off. If it's mud, you wash the clothes. Whatever it is that makes you feel really messy in this growth part, just take it with a grain of salt. Give yourself that moment of grace to say, you know what? I acknowledge what I've worked on, but I also acknowledge where I want to go to. I see my path. I see my journey ahead of me. And that's why we always talk about every day we should be growing. We should be expanding. We should be evolving. Does that mean that one day I'm going to turn around and go, you know what? I'm evolved. No, I'm going to continue to work on something because there's always going to be mess. It's like saying, oh, we're never going to have rain again. The sun's only going to come out. That would get kind of hurt us, wouldn't it? If you thought about the earth and we never had rain again or snow or anything, everything would dry up. Well, that's exactly what this messy middle is. If you compare it to that, when the sun comes up, you want the moon to come up. Well, you kind of want that as you grow and let go of like a false identity, a false belief, a false value within yourself. You want it to come forward and be like, I'm good. I don't need that anymore. I'm good. But you need that challenge to kind of step in, creep in. And if it's not even right now, maybe that challenge comes 6 months down the road. And you just go, you know what? I'm good. I can handle this. Here's what I still want to work on or evolve. Because look at everything in life. Everything grows until, unfortunately, death. So you still want to continue to grow. And that's what this is all about. So if you think about messy in the middle, every day is messy in the middle. Every day you could get challenged in traffic. I had let go my anger around traffic. Well, maybe today's a different day. So this messy in the middle, as I said in the beginning, is a sweet spot because it's what is still here that I want to work on, that I want to evolve from. What do I need to acknowledge in myself that I'm still holding on to, that maybe I still need to let go? Because here's one thing I'm going to tell you, and this is working now years with clients, as I was reminded recently, and teaching and coaching self-classes and everything like that, we're all going to have a sense of feeling something that we're going to carry on forever. Do I feel I'm worthy? Absolutely. Do I have clients that say, you know what? I feel value in my voice. Do I feel value 100% of the time? No. One of my clients said, I am like everything else. I'm 0.99.99%. Hey, I'll take 99.99%. Would you? But sometimes that 1% makes that 99.99% feel nothing. So think about that. And have I really told you who I am? My name is Sandy Byrd. Sandy with two E's, B-Y-R-D. I am not only a transformational coach, I'm an empowerment expert. I work in corporate America. I'm dabbling more into the Legos with conflict resolution and substance use disorders and how to get deep within you. Is using sometimes Legos, hands-on, where you don't have to voice, think, you can just build. I do corporate events. Keep an eye on my website. A retreat is about to come out that is going to really dive deep into who you want to become in your next phase of life by diving deep into these senses that we have, that we take for granted every day. But I am Sandy Byrd. I have three programs out there, but getting on a conversation call with me is free. If it's just because something in the show made you think, wow, she said that we're always messy in the middle. It's grace and growth. How does that land? Does it land better? Because we're always evolving. And if you take 99.99% as your average, there's still 1% out there. So that's what this show was about tonight, is how we, and especially during the holiday season. Yes, this is the holiday season. And I had many clients come to me before the season, and now it's kind of getting postseason, and they're talking about all the challenges they had. Things that I was confident walking in there, and then this happened. And now, woe is me. They were sitting up tall. Well, what did you learn? That is the biggest question. Whenever you're messy in the middle, and you felt like you didn't fail a challenge, but you didn't handle the challenge the way you wanted to, because it's not about being broken. It's not about failing. It's about acknowledging the challenge. How about, what could you have done different? What did you learn about yourself in that, that you can acknowledge that that 1% kept creeping up? Maybe your ego jumped into protection mode and wanted to protect you. The ego is not all bad. It was formed to protect us. But it also created some of that false beliefs, false narratives, false values. So embrace messy in the middle. Embrace that you're not perfect, that you're still evolving. And if you are perfect, reach out to me, because I'd love to know how you became perfect. But we all have challenges that we're working through. Some of us more than others. Some of us similar than others. And maybe the person that challenged you recently with people pleasing is challenged in that as well. Or maybe they are trying to get you to get into your people pleasing because they have abandonment issues. See, we all are dealing with some complex form of life. And that's why we want to have this messy in the middle part, this sweet spot to growth and evolving. So again, this was an imperative show, I feel like, to be messy in the middle. Grace and growth. But I am Sandy Byrd. I'm the host here on Emotional Elevator. And please feel free, get on a conversation call with me. They are free, sandybyrd.com. And again, thank you for joining me. Have a great holiday. See you next year.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.